Hello?
Hello. Nicholas?
Yep.
Hi. My name is George. I'm with National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues in the community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
I will definitely vote.
And thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
I'm 25.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a white, honest guy.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated, 0 meaning you're not motivated at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Motivated for what?
For voting.
Like to vote?
November 2024 elections.
I will definitely go to vote.
From 0 to 10? 100%. Okay.
I just don't know what, sorry, I don't know what the question, like, am I talking about candidates or, like, whether I'm going to vote or not?
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections. In the November 2024 elections, from a scale from 0 to 10?
7.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or something else?
Refuse to answer.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Can I not answer this question?
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
And what specifically makes you say that?
I think the economy is getting better. And I believe that we're taking steps towards recovery, and I think that the pandemic is over, and but I'm very worried about social issues, and I'm very worried about the climate.
Okay. So I think things are getting better.
Yep.
Okay. And you also said, and you're concerned about the climate, is that correct?
Yep, I'm concerned about the climate and social issues.
I am concerned about climate and social issues. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much. And what the following I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Which of the following issue are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please choose two. Here's the first one. Climate change and environmental issues. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security. Gun regulations and reform. Crime and violence. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Improving K-12 public school education, inflation in the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedom, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or healthcare cost.
I would say climate change and gun control.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
The statistics show that they're getting better, so I believe that.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't have enough experience to comment.
And how often would you say you experience racist and discrimination in your everyday life? Very
never.
Often?
No, I never do, but I'm not a good example.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life?
Not often.
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're unfavorable, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 10, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
0.
The National Rifle Association.
National, you say Rifle Association?
The NRA?
Yeah, 0.
Oh, what about Joe Biden?
6.
Cornel West?
5.
Black Lives Matter?
6.
The Republican Party?
0.
The Leadership Conference in Human and Civil Rights?
10.
Tim Scott?
4.
And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the rise of white nationalists in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalists in America today?
I don't understand the question. Am I worried about the lives of white nationalists? No, not at all.
Okay.
Or whether they're a problem? Is that the question?
No. How worried
white
are
nationalism?
You about the rise of nationalists in America today?
Got it. Very worried.
Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. The government should do more to lessen racial inequity in society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Reverse. Discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
racist against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
America is on the path of another civil war.
I hope not. Somewhat agree.
A gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Correct. Agree. Strongly agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America.
Strongly disagree.
America, democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
And thank you again for your patience. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus and in employment? Do you strongly support this, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I somewhat support it.
Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Here's the first one. Statement A, other people say Americans' strength is rooted in the traditional values of this founders and its people. Woke cultures is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. Its lecturals use on mistakes of our past rather than unity with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should threaten us as individuals and allow us to freedom to make our own choices. And statement B says, some people say Americans' strength is its diversity, that we are a national defined by the different people who have come together and put trust to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue Americans graded by dismissing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our communities' commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
Much more statement B or somewhat statement B?
Much more. A is
now, and thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. I'm going to read you a list of things some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please tell me. Using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree. 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. Here's the first one. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10 as in everyone should have equal access to voting?
10 means that you strongly agree to being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree. And 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10.
Sorry, the question is voting under attack? Is that what the question is?
The question is, here's the list of what some people say are being undermined in our country today. Are you using a scale from 0 to 10? Let me know. The first statement says ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I think it's a 3.
The other one says immigration to this country. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Sorry, what about immigration to this country? I don't understand the question.
That's what it says. That's all it says. Immigration to this country.
Is under attack or is good or?
No, that's all it says. Immigration to this country.
Well, I don't know what the question is. It's 7. 5.
Okay. The other one says a commitment to Christian ideas.
0.
Equal.
Whatever.
Economic.
However, I can disagree with that. I don't know what disagreeing with that is, but. Equal opportunities for all. I like that. I don't know what, if it's 0 or if it's 10 means I like that, but I like equal opportunities.
Yes. Remember, 10 means that you strongly agree that it is being threatened or undermined. 0 meaning you do not agree it is being threatened or undermined.
Oh, that it's being threatened or undermined. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Thank you.
So going back to the question, equal economic opportunities for all. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Four.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
8.
The right to bear arms.
0.
Police that treat everyone the same.
4.
And now I'm going to read you statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. Here's the first one. America's democratic institution has came under attack, several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedom are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we do not fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10 being strongly agree?
Yes.
10.
Over the last few years, as stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. Please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you are extremely motivated to vote, and 0 meaning that you're not motivated at all to vote.
I'll say 7. So,
Switching gears here a little bit, The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
A college graduate?
A bachelor. Yeah, sorry, bachelor's. Yeah, I completed bachelor's in science.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Is this going to be recorded? Like for me personally?
The calls are being recorded for quality purposes.
Okay. I just don't want to get targeted ads, but I would consider myself very liberal.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or a rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for what you do, man.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Yeah.
You too.